This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McMeekin. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic contenders stood unified in their goal to unseat President Donald Trump from the White House, but highlighted their differences during their third debate Thursday night on ABC News. Sharing the debate stage for the first time were frontrunners Vice President Joe Biden, U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. VOA's Jim Malone has more.
For the first time, all the top Democratic contenders were on stage at the same time in the debate broadcast by ABC News, and they wasted little time in challenging each other. The current frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden, defended his plan to expand health care coverage and challenged some of his liberal rivals to defend theirs.
How are we going to pay for it? I want to hear tonight how that's happened.
Biden's critique was directed at Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both of whom support a more expansive government-run approach. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
At the same time as the debate, President Trump, speaking at a 2019 House Republican Conference member retreat dinner, said that he couldn't believe that Senator Warren, is in serious contention against former Vice President Joe Biden.
I hit Pocahontas way too early. I thought she was gone. She's emerged from the ashes. And now it looks like she could beat Sleepy Joe. He's fallen asleep. He has no idea what the hell he's doing or saying.
The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held by the White House. White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon, another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department, shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration. This is VOA News. China Thursday extended the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States as the world's two largest economies prepare for high-level trade talks. Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Feng said China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods like pork and soybeans. President Trump says he's delaying tariffs on Chinese goods as a birthday present to the China's president.
We gave them a two-week in honor of President Xi. We gave them a two-week reprieve. And so we'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th. Or first.
Mid-level negotiators plan to meet later this month to prepare for the first high-level trade talks between the U.S. and China since July. The House Foreign Affairs Committee has issued a subpoena to the Trump administration's envoy to the Taliban U.S. talks, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Days after President Trump said he canceled negotiations with the Taliban, lawmakers have subpoenaed former Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, demanding that he testify at an open congressional hearing next week. The committee chairman, New York Democrat Elliot Engel, says the Trump administration's keeping the American people and Congress in the dark about these Taliban negotiations aimed at reaching a peace plan and getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Engel says he hasn't been getting answers from the Trump administration, so it's time to hear directly from the point person on Afghanistan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump says that a fourth round of talks could happen with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea has already offered working level talks by the end of the month, raising hopes of more substantive phase of negotiations. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Donald Trump says he may hold a fourth meeting with Kim Jong-un by the end of the year.
They want to meet. They'd like to meet. I think it's something that will happen.
North Korea has already offered working level talks by the end of the month, raising hopes of a more substantive phase of negotiations. The departure of Trump's hawkish national security adviser John Bolton may help, says former U.S. official Dennis Wilder.
I think that the North Koreans will be happy to see John Bolton no longer as part of the president's team. John Bolton clearly never was on board with the president's policies on Korea.
John Bolton famously referred to the Libya model for North Korea's denuclearization, an unnerving image for Pyongyang, as Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was killed by U.S.-backed rebels after giving up his nuclear program.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
O-M-G.